Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Nakiso Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And look who we have in the studio lounge, the team from Storify. It's Nick Squared here, Nick and Nick.
That's right.
Nick Britsky, correct. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then Nick Alexa.
Correct.
How are you guys doing? How's it going?
We're great.
Yeah?
It's awesome. Yeah. We're having a great time, loving the weather, you know, nice change of pace from Michigan.
Yeah, but, I bet.
You know, on top of that, you know, all the people down here, you know, it's great to kind of catch up with people we know and people that we never met before.
Indeed, yeah. Now, Nakiso is a good spot for that, for sure. You get a nice mix and that entrepreneurial spirit that seems to be permeating this room.
Well,
it's really exciting.
There's, like, so many people to meet everywhere you turn. And, like, Michigan is incredibly well represented.
Oh, yes, they are.
I mean, we just had Barry Sanders chat.
Yeah.
And everyone came up. I'm from Detroit. I love Barry Sanders. So that was so cool to see the love.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Well, we're glad that you guys are here, too, representing. And we get to talk about one of my favorite topics, video, as well. So you guys are the video kings in the industry. So let's talk about, you guys did a session, right? Or was it a panel or something? Or
we just attended a lot. This is our first year.
Okay.
So we're really absorbing right now.
Okay.
And could we do that in the future potentially? But I think right now we're just trying to get the lay of the land.
Gotcha.
Nakiso. Yeah.
Any feedback so far besides Barry on stage? Anything else that you guys, any highlights you want to share? Or?
I mean, I think it's a lot of inspiration. You know, Ronaldo has just such amazing energy.
Yes, he does.
And he's really inspiring the group. And I think kind of leaving this organization or leaving this meeting to come out and just be like inspired to kind of take on 2024 and 2025,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's moving forward. It's really giving us a ton of energy to keep moving.
Yeah.
And Ronaldo kind of teased out some of his ideas for the organization moving forward this morning. And it sounds like there'll be some transformational moves that he's going to try to implement.
Cool.
Bringing the board along with him. You know, we hope to be part of that in some way, or at least, you know, representing Nakiso, you know, as a partner in the future.
Yeah, pretty exciting things to come here. Yeah, I'm really anxious to see what he has planned for us. So it's going to be good for sure. All right, Jen, say, hey, the topic at hand here, the beast's appetite, balancing the need for video content in the digital age. And this is a beast, I tell you. Mm-hmm. Video is the beast. I mean, the video is being consumed at record levels even today. You know, we heard, you know, numbers 10 years ago on YouTube. I mean, it's probably quadrupled, if not quintupled.
We are doing 1 billion hours daily
is
on
that
YouTube.
All? Is that all?
Cisco says 48% of all traffic on the internet is video.
Good. I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. Yeah. There's
right
so much video
this
being...
This feed you're watching right
this
now.
This right here, or you got TikTok, you got Instagram Reels, you got, you obviously, the YouTube Shorts. And, oh, my gosh. It goes on and on and on. So Nick, you want to go first on this one?
Yeah.
Give us a kind of a lay the foundation or set the table, if you will, sir.
Yeah. So, and I think, you know, social media now has really been ingrained into all of our marketing lives. It's been something I think that everyone's kind of developed a cadence, and if they haven't, they've really been left behind.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's popped up more and more and more is video, and how all of the social channels have really pivoted toward video.
Have they ever?
Either 100% or very dominant.
Yeah.
We've even seen some of the laggers, like you look at X, who didn't have a big push on video.
Mm-hmm.
Last year they launched HD. You have TikTok, which is almost entirely video.
Yep.
Of course, you have YouTube, which is a huge part of it. I think Instagram, when they launched Reels and kind of drug Facebook along at the same time, we are seeing all these algorithms want you to have video.
Yes.
And if you don't, you get buried.
Yes.
And so it is so important for your marketing mix to have at least some video, if not a lot of video, to feed that beast and keep in front of your audience.
And it's never been easier to produce, right? Right, Nick? I mean, you guys are doing this every day.
The best tool that you have is right in your pocket.
Yep.
You know, it's your cell phone.
Yep.
You know, at minimum, credit unions should be using that tool in their pocket at least 3 times a week to help tell their own story.
Yep.
You know, populate those channels, whatever the channels that make sense for them, for that organization. populate that with content, you know, and do that on an ongoing basis. Mm-hmm. It's not just, you know, I go out and I produce a video and then I ride that for 3 years. You know, that may have been, you know, sufficient 10 years ago.
Yeah, but, it's more like 3 minutes now. So.
Exactly. And people's attention spans have changed as well.
Completely.
So, you know, I guess doing different topics, you know, keeping it fresh, like you can't go at it with the same sort of strategy you would have, you know, a decade ago.
Agreed.
But there are ways to, I think, take advantage of longer form content. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we look at this cast right here, mm-hmm. you know, we're having a, you know, 10 minute plus video. Yep. By, let's say if you do have not as much time as maybe you'd like to for video production, if you take something long form, knowing that you could cut it into smaller pieces as well, precisely. You get more from, it's like, yes. you know, kind of the butchery of an animal. Mm-hmm. You know, you can kind of use every part on there yeah. to really, you know, further your needs. And like what we're seeing people say is they have no time, they have no strategy, or they just lack the ideas. Hmm. And I think time being the number one.
Yeah.
So if you do have that time to sit down with your CEO, sit down with some of your members, you know, take a longer piece, cut that into shorter pieces, maybe take some stills. You know, you can get a lot out of one piece of content.
Yeah, agreed. And it doesn't have to be some ultra-produced type of, it doesn't have to be a Hollywood production anymore, right?
You don't that goes against you on some platforms. I know. TikTok will hurt you
exactly.
if you're too produced.
Yeah, it looks too polished. Yep. It looks, yeah, and like, okay, what's wrong? It's almost like, what's wrong with this video?
It pulls you out of it. Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. You want something really kind of raw, yep. authentic, mm-hmm. even maybe yeah. a couple of glitches in there to make it real.
Because I feel like what people overlook a lot is audio. I think you can get away with some sins on video because, yeah, but if you have good audio, that'll cover up, I think, a more natural video performance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, having a microphone close is huge.
Yeah.
Investing in a pair of some of even the budget lavaliers
yeah.
can really help mm-hmm. your production on your phone.
Completely.
Or, you know, bringing in a company like us, a local producer, you know, audio is half the battle. And if you don't have that, you are going to pull the audience out of that video and they're going to swipe up.
Yeah, do your research in the audio department. I couldn't recommend that more. Yeah, totally in agreement. And I hope that mic is on. My gosh, that's a... Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm going to double check. Yeah, we're good. We're good, guys. It's all right. Oh, I can't tell you how many times I've not had that mic on in the middle of an interview. And like, oh, sorry. But anyway, yeah. So, I mean, you have tons of notes here,
yep.
Nick. Anything else you want to...
I mean, so basically, I pulled a lot of numbers just because I think one thing that's critical, and there's a bunch of providers here that are all very data-centric, is, you know, we have all this data at our fingertips, and let's say you have someone that's on the fence, like maybe some of your higher-ups, your board, your CEO, has not on board with video, being able to have some of these tips, which we're happy to share if you reach out to us,
yeah.
can kind of get them on board. So, mm-hmm. like, the spend that's happening in video, you know, we're looking at $78 billion. That is being spent on video production in 2023,
mm-hmm.
that has doubled in 19. So everyone is moving to the market. On top of that, you know, we're seeing marketers, like 80% of marketers say you should have 2 to 10 videos per month. The problem is...
Oh, I think that's minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum, yeah.
Minimum.
Yep. Like only 10% of them do that, though.
Wow.
So like even the people that are giving these recommendations,
yeah.
they don't have the time or the bandwidth to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And that's where bringing in someone specialized or even just, you know, finding someone in the organization to create that video
mm-hmm.
is really important. You might start off slow, but feeding the beast.
Yeah.
Some of these algorithms take a full year for you to engage with them before you're starting to grow.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of YouTube channels, unless you have some crazy viral hit,
yeah.
you got to slog for a year
yeah.
to get into that flow.
Yeah, indeed. Can you share with me maybe some topics or maybe, I mean, because you... One of your things where they're like, oh, we don't have any ideas. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Can you share maybe some topics that might be helpful for credit unions to produce and,
totally.
And put out there?
I would say engage with your members. Reach out to them. Find out what they are looking for.
Okay.
It could be as simple as easy tutorials. They're challenging to log in. They're
mm-hmm.
challenging to reset their password. Those little simple, like very serving videos are easy to produce
mm-hmm.
and something that you could get out and, you know, answer the needs. But maybe they want to hear more about the community. Maybe they want to see features on members. Maybe they want to hear, like, what are you doing from, like, a donation standpoint? Where are the, you know, the new hot places to dine in the city?
Oh, yeah, even better.
There's so much content
yeah.
you could make.
Yeah.
Reach out to the members. Do a poll on, you know, Facebook or Instagram and say, like, hey, what do you want to hear from us?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very storytelling centric. So an example would be, you know, if a new restaurant opens, you could do a short little series of video clips that ends up with you paying with your credit union card.
Oh, so yeah.
It's kind of the art of the soft sell in that sense, but you're capitalizing on something that's trending within your community.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that really kind of draw interest and eyeballs. And, you know, like, it's hard, there's no one right answer for all credit unions. It's really dependent on, you know, how that credit union is structured, the audiences and the members that they serve, and, you know, the communities in which they operate. Every story is going to be different. It's going to be unique. So you're really looking for, you know, what's going to be of most interest, you know, and in alignment with your organization.
Okay, you have hit on a chord that I'm a firm believer on. It's almost like product placement and being very, I don't want to say subtle might be the wrong word, but putting, like you said, hey, we're at this new restaurant here, and oh, by the way, we're paying with our debit card from XYZ Credit Union. Mm-hmm. That's a great subtle way to get your product or your service in there without being overt, without being salesy, without
it's
any
organic.
That type of stuff.
It totally makes sense. You're going to pay for it anyway.
Goes with the flow, for sure. I think a company that does this really well is Patagonia.
Oh,
I get their catalogs and things like that all the time, and they're just, hey, here's a mountain climber doing his thing or whatever, and oh, by the way, he's wearing, you know, Patagonia jacket or whatever. So I love that type of advertising, if you will, or that type of marketing. And video is a great, and video is such the ideal medium for that. So
it is.
Love that.
And that can even spill over into like mini documentary filmmaking.
Kind of lifestyle, kind of going the other direction,
Yeah, well, let me talk a little bit about that.
Well, and I just think, like, you look at some advertisers like Red Bull. I'm a huge fan of the work that they do because one of their doctrines is they don't put products in their feeds.
That's right.
It is all about
their lifestyle.
The cool stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, think about the members that you want to attract. And let's go after, you know, what are some of the engaging things happening, you know, in your footprint. Show off those cool events. You know, if you're sponsoring something, go film that event. Go
Completely.
Send. I mean, that's free stuff. They're probably going to give you great access. They're going to be excited that you want to get out there.
Completely, yeah.
Give away some tickets. Maybe you have some tickets to that event. Don't be afraid to ask about content because, you know, everyone wants promotion. And it is going to be rare that someone is going to say, don't film me.
Very rare, especially in today's film everything society, for sure.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to be on film now.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to be some sort of influencer in some form or fashion. So.
And let me kind of leapfrog on that too, because you might have some members that are highly engaged in video. And maybe they could be the folks that are saying, you know, hey, they're already influencers. Maybe they're foodies. Maybe they're fashion. Maybe they're, you know, whatever. Reach out to them and say, hey, we see that you're a member. Would you like to talk about the credit union organically? Don't make it a hard sell.
Right.
But maybe it's like, how does a credit union help you do your work? How does the, you know, using the credit card to pay for the food, using it to buy the makeup? You know, is there some sort of relationship you can get? Because if you have a smaller audience, they're going to share you. And that's going to help you grow and just kind of amplify your message.
That thing called viral, for sure. Yeah,
it is a thing.
So
it's harder and harder to do
yeah.
because the audiences are so fragmented. But, you know, reach out to those folks to help you.
Well, there's all these financial education videos on TikTok, which might be legit. They might not be legit.
That's
so why
really
not have this from your credit union that is legit?
Well, and that's a good point. You know, we've worked with a lot of credit unions that they reference those videos, and there's some really good content on TikTok, and conversely, there's some
sketchy
really
stuff
on TikTok that, you know, you probably wouldn't want to follow that advice, but because it's being, you know, presented by someone that might have a strong following, that might be charismatic, you know, you're going to listen to them, and you're going to actually believe them because there's an authenticity there.
So I
think that's where credit unions can really step up to the plate. I mean, they have all that information in-house. They have all those resources in-house. You know, why not capitalize on it? You know, produce your own video series. That way you know that the advice you're giving is valuable and trusted.
Right. And value, it just gives your creating that much more value, I would think.
It does.
So, indeed.
It does.
Did you want to say something? Nick?
Well, I want to TikTok is very interesting because the algorithm is so strong. And it is very easy to get in an echo chamber for anything. So if you find yourself going down these rabbit holes of videos that aren't in your interest, you know, click not interested, get out. You might find yourself like looking at all these videos that aren't the right information you want to be sharing with your members. And I think it'll dissuade you from getting into TikTok. because TikTok is a wild west.
It is.
But there's a lot of value there mm-hmm. because you can go viral very, very quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I encourage you to explore TikTok and look at some stuff because it is not the young audience that I think a lot of people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wide variety of folks there, and a lot of people are learning a variety of things on TikTok
mm-hmm.
that aren't necessarily dances and more entertainment content.
Yeah. Well, isn't the most, or one of the most popular videos on YouTube are how-to videos,
sure.
isn't
yeah.
that? Besides
yeah.
the goofy cat
videos,
you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
yeah,
but I think the how-tos, because I've learned how to do a lot of things.
Almost everything's available.
Thank you
yeah.
so much, YouTube, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it empowers the home user. So, like, you think about...
The auto owner.
Or the auto owner.
Yeah.
I mean,
same
like,
thing. Yeah.
any sort
yep.
of basic handyman services.
Yep.
Like, recently, I had to swap out a garbage disposal. The instructions were not very clear that came with that.
But that video on YouTube was pretty
darn
good.
I watched two videos on YouTube, and there I was, the expert.
I got this.
Right? So, I mean, there's a lot of value there.
Yeah.
And when you can provide value in an interesting or dynamic way, that instantly becomes a trusted source.
Yeah.
So how many times have you gone back to YouTube to get additional answers?
Nothing is too simple.
No.
So the paperwork you bring to a mortgage closing, that could be a simple video.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
people are searching for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You might have this super narrow audience that watches it,
mm-hmm.
but if they are thankful and they're engaged, and that could convert them to come to your branch.
Oh, yeah. And they're going to tell people about that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Indeed.
And, I mean, if you have two or three financial institutions within the same footprint or down the street from each other, the one that is actually actively engaged
mm-hmm.
in video content, they're going to be the one that's more likely to capture
yeah.
those individuals that might be looking for a new financial relationship.
Yep, no doubt.
Yeah.
So
no
another
doubt.
Little tip that'll kind of blow your brain. You might know this, but a lot of the younger generation is using social media as a search engine over Google. And so by you not being on these social channels,
yeah.
you're hurting yourself.
Yeah, you're missing out.
You could have all the SEO in the world, but if you don't have a Facebook page
good
or you
point.
Don't have an Instagram
yeah.
you know, following,
yeah.
you're going to lose out on some
yeah.
of that search.
Yeah. So last question to kind of wrap up,
yeah.
guys, here, because we're all in the credit union industry, and there's more and more credit unions that are doing this, thankfully,
yeah.
but there's still a large number that aren't.
Yeah.
How do we get credit unions, those the ones that are sitting on the fence here, how do we get them to act in this area? Because it's...
Yeah.
We've already proven how valuable and how beneficial it is by your numbers and stuff here.
Yeah.
So how do we get credit unions to act? How do we get them to move forward here? Nick,
yeah.
I'll let you.
Oh.
Half of the Nick. You know,
Nick?
One half of the Nick. You go first.
You know, you want to kind of break it into simple steps, right? Try to find an internal resource, you know, within your organization that you might be able to task with kind of getting your feet wet,
mm-hmm.
right? That's kind of the lowest barrier to entry. We work with a lot of credit union organizations, especially large ones, that they likely have a social media person that they're doing multiple things, wearing many hats,
yeah, yeah.
And video is a small slice of what the responsibilities
mm-hmm,
are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find that individual if they exist. Typically, if they tend to be a younger individual, they're going to inherently have the skill set, or it won't take them very much to learn the skill set. Or frankly, if you have an older employee that, you know, maybe needs additional responsibilities, you know, it's not going to be very hard to train them to do something
yeah,
to
it's
create
so easy.
This content.
So easy now.
So find that individual, you know, give them the responsibility of video, you know, come up with a base strategy, which is, you know, how many videos per week do we need?
Mm-hmm.
And then start developing that content strategy. So maybe pick a couple topics to start and then, you know, start navigating through that strategy to see, you know, is this feasible for us? You know, how do we grow on top of what we've already established?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's different ways to augment that strategy to improve it. You know, Storify is a great resource for that. We can help you with strategy. We can help really, bring your productions to commercial scale when and where necessary. I don't think that makes sense
yeah.
across the board.
Yeah.
Again, what these credit unions need to be doing is coming up with that base strategy
yeah.
and finding a way to execute on it.
Yeah, no doubt. Nick?
Let me give you that one number I think that'll convince anyone who's on the fence. Is with video, it is 95% more likely to retain information
yeah.
versus text, which
yeah.
is about 10%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you just, it's that picture's worth 1,000 words, video's 10 times that.
Mm-hmm.
And it,
mm-hmm.
you could be writing all this great copy on your website, all this great copy on your social. If you don't have that video, you're not feeding the beast, you're not convincing those people, you're not keeping it in their memory.
Yeah, yeah. I've learned to like, because people consume information in various ways,
mm-hmm.
have something in writing,
yep.
have something in audio, and have something in video.
Yeah.
So, and I've learned to kind of reverse engineer it, start with video,
mm-hmm.
and then you automatically have the audio, and then you have the text in the transcript. So
and we didn't actually touch on AI.
Because we haven't touched on AI yet.
Because that can help you with some of that.
Exactly.
You can pull out those transcripts.
Yeah.
And you can there are tools to help you.
Yeah.
So
indeed.
You know, find someone that's in your area, reach out to us. You have to start video. That's
indeed.
In this day and age.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And I love the name Storyfy. I keep loving the name that you guys came up with. So yeah, good stuff. All right, gents. Anything else to add? Wrap up. I think the next episode will be AI. Let's do that. All right.
Let's do that.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else to add before we unleash you on the rest of the show?
No. Thank you for your time today.
Oh my gosh.
Really
thank you guys.
It.
I could. I mean, I know these are 10 minutes, but I could do 10 hours.
Yeah.
On this stuff.
Oh,
I'm such a geek here. So yeah, love this stuff. So good
thank
stuff.
You.
All right,
thank
gents.
You.
Keep up the good work there at Storyfy, and look forward to the next chat.
Appreciate it.
Part 2 on AI.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Trisen, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.